Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Woken up a lot more than I expected there, mate. Banged into life. Because this is Scanner. We can suck. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scanner. And hello, Scanner. You really helped us out this year in so many ways, and I'm glad we can help you out back by playing a couple of tracks off you. Where was Scanner from, Tony?
I can't remember.
Pennsylvania.
Ah.
That's right. Interestingly, well, for me, one of the acts we played on last week's show, Sick Thoughts, and had a terrible upbringing in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and that was where Scanner, I think, recorded their first album.
That was the single guy, wasn't it? The lone artist,
the 17-year-old.
Yes.
He was quite clearly, judging by the song title, spending a lot of time in his bedroom. What's Scanner's website?
Scannerband.com.
Great idea, but no. Scanner1979.com, because that was when they formed, my friend.
Wow.
We've got some bands been going, bands on the show this week have been going a lot longer than I thought.
Okay.
A little bit of the research I did there. They'll be going longer than I always assume that when it's a band we haven't heard of, in my naivety, I think it's a new band.
Yeah.
Then find out they've been knocking around for ages and I've just been an idiot and not found out about them sooner. So anyway, that's that, Scanner. Now, I like it when you send me a joke, but you haven't done again. Not you, Tony, personally. You, who I'm talking to now, you out there, Punky Radio Land. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and I'll tell that joke for you. Be nice, wouldn't it?
It would.
One other thing that we have let slip, and it is our own fault, Tone, and that is Word of the Week.
Okay.
Now, I used to love Word of the Week, and we used to add a Word of the Week pretty much every week, maybe every fortnight, to the Swearesperanto, the Punky Radio Dictionary. Now, we've gone to the trouble, or rather, you've gone to the trouble, and thank you for that, to finally update the website a bit. So I think we ought to get this going again. What do you think?
Yeah, fine.
I think we should, I'll just explain, if you are listening for the first time or you haven't listened since we did Word of the Week, which was for years, we just kind of let it go, didn't we? The idea of Word of the Week was that you emailed me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, you emailed me with a word that was offensive in your country, or that was offensive but wouldn't be known to other people, and at the time it was other people's sort of mums and dads, or in polite company, if you were out in the street you could call someone something basically and they wouldn't know what you'd called them.
It was swearing without swearing. Yeah.
It was an anti-swearing way to really make you happy without knowing, without other people knowing. So yeah. Anyway, we let it slip. We got them from all over the place, didn't we? We got some classic French-Canadian phrases, I do remember. I take that back. Not French-Canadian phrases. Cajun phrases.
All right.
Who, of course, are related to the French-Canadians, but you don't want to get those two mixed up. any road up. We did get stuff from all over the place. So if you've got an idea, it could be regional to the UK. Just something that people use. I'm boring you with this now. This sounds like a crap feature. It's not. It's great. Just send me your words. Send me your words. Yeah. And we'll see if we can get that going for next week.
Yeah, we'll try and get back into updating the website.
Yeah. Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. In January, maybe.
Yeah.
I can slate it in. I can get it in.
Fair you can do.
Maybe more.
I'm pleased about that. Next track this week, another band from the States. Another band now from the Midwest, but not very near to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure I should be calling Pennsylvania Midwest now. I think of Western Pennsylvania. Oh, it doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Basically, we're going from Pennsylvania to Missouri. It's not that far, except that it's the other side of Missouri. And it's a band tone that we've played a few times now called Brutally Frank. I'm loving Brutally Frank. And again, I thought they were quite new. Went on their website, found out they've been going for 12 years. What am I like? It's an extremely good brand of psychobilly they're kicking out of the Midwest there. Did you know, so I went kicking out there in Granville. What is Brutally Frank's website?
Brutallyfrank.com?
No, brutally-frank or brutally-frank, if you will, .com. Brutally-frank.com. Making it part of the internet too, Tony Neil, and this is Strife. You're listening to Desaro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Brutally Frank. Yeah. Absolutely loving it. In fact, we did find out about them via Facebook initially, which brings me on rather neatly to the fact, Tony, that you may or may not have some Facebook comments for us, do you?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
It's quite soothing, isn't it, really?
It's like a little moment of sanity in an insane world. And I just love that. I know some of our listeners don't.
No accounting for taste, is there?
There are That is far and away the most professional quality performance that's ever happened on this show. And people don't like it. No. I do. Staying anyway, so that's it. I love it. In fact, you'll hear it again in a minute.
if you are on Facebook, some of you are, some of you aren't, do leave us a comment, like our page, etc. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Get in touch. Yeah, simple as that, really. We've had a couple this week. First up from our Graham.
Ah, Graham!
Who said, really enjoyed last week's Punky Radio. Yes, I was a little ill on the Monday night. I stayed with Paul after only 6 pints.
Hold on. We should explain that this was quite a while ago. This wasn't on Monday night.
Yeah, on the Monday night.
This was a while ago. Our Graham was passing through. He said, do you fancy a beer? I went, oh yeah. Now you can carry on from the top. Now we've explained the backstory to this.
Really enjoyed last week's Punky Radio. Yes, I was a little ill on the Monday night. I stayed with Paul after only 6 pints. However, he didn't mention the 3 goat's gashes in the Arena Tavern and the bottle of red wine back at the Highwayman's Lodge. I'm still a lightweight, though.
Yeah, I know. In my defence, I had forgotten about the 3 goat's gashes and the bottle of wine.
I mean,
I wasn't really well in the 6 pint wet, you know, to be fair, but it was, I didn't know we'd had 6.
6 pints is a lot for me.
It's a lot on a Monday when you're just sort of having fun. When you're just out for a quiet drink and you have 6 pints, 3 shots, and then go home and have half a bottle of wine each. I suppose that could be considered excessive. I believe the government would call that binge drinking.
Probably. I think that's more than your allocated daily unit allowance.
I think it's more than the allocated week, my friend. But it was it was funny.
But thanks for getting in touch, Graham. And he was a comic.
The thing is, yes. I'll be dead before he is.
Okay. Yeah. How do you know?
Well, because quite clearly I'm not taking that sort of session on a Monday that seriously, am I?
Just playing the averages.
Yeah.
Amanda Clark's been in touch.
And I'm so glad.
Holy shit, fuck.
I
have been looking for the Dead 60s for like 6 years. The guy put it on my iPod, labelled it Disco Ensemble.
That was asking for trouble, wasn't it?
And I'd be dying to find them ever since. Too bad they broke up. Amazing band. Thanks for being fucking awesome and amazing. There's a lot of swearing in that and a lot
there
of
really was. I don't mind. But yeah, we took a bit of a pump playing that track, but I'm glad that it at least reunited one person with them. Now, there is an addendum to this. From Bleach Boys John.
All right.
He clearly didn't put it on Facebook.
He didn't.
In fact, is that it for Facebook?
That is it for Facebook.
In that case, that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Now, the thing is, Bleach Boy John had said that he played his daughter the podcast last week. She loved the Dead, or he bought the Dead 60s CD as recommended by me, the 2 CD collection.
Yeah.
And he played it to his daughter, and his daughter loved it as well.
It's great.
So we are not only uniting fans and bands across the lands, we're also joining girls and dads across the lands. Oh, God. See, if she'd been called Fran, it would have been all right. I don't know her name.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but we haven't got it. Anyway, yeah, the Dead 60s. They're a band for all the family. Right.
Yes, so that's it.
Good. I've now realised, Tone, that the third band in a row this week are also from the States. And we're just heading west.
Okay.
We started off in Pennsylvania. We've just been in Missouri. Now we're going to get all the way to Los Angeles, California, my friend. This is Kicking Harold. Kill You.
Without a clue, and I just wanna talk.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Well, it's got the French where they are today. just saying no. Sorry, we were having a chat. Did you think it was by destroying the evidence? That might also be how the French have got themselves. We were having a chat while that track was on about how it seems to be the way the world works these days. It's just everyone just says no to everyone all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid I can't do that. No, it's like the world has become how. Now, all the way from Los Angeles, meeting and kicking out Eldra, a new band, because they're brought to our attention by Tony at Manila PR. And hello, Tony, thank you very much for sending that through. He sent us through another couple of bands this week, but they really weren't suitable for the show, so we haven't played them. But I did want to play that one, which is a little bit of alternative rock for you there, Tony. A little bit, but a little bit Pearl Jammy, if you don't mind saying so. A little bit Pearl Jammy. And they've been going for quite a while as well, and I just didn't realise. What is Kicking Harold's website?
KickingHarold.com.
It is indeed. Tony will probably be instead too. And you can find out everything you need to know at Kicking Harold's website, KickingHarold.com, which is really quite a good website.
Yes.
As band websites go, it's a good one. You'll find it all about, I don't want to spoil it for you, you'll find it all about them on there. And we may well play another track of them in the future, because they've got a new album coming out in, I believe, February next year.
Good. Cool.
I really love it when you respond to me so quickly when I stop talking. So here we go then, Tony. Uh-huh. The weekly question. The weekly question. Did you do anything last week?
Not really.
Go on. In that case, then, let's just have a tiling update.
Right, yeah. So I did take Sunday off. I started tiling around, I think it was about 9, 10 o'clock. I think it was more like 10 a.m. Finished about 8. PM.
Right. So that's 10 hours tiling, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know how many I did, but I had about a metre to go, and I've now got about half a metre to go. I did half a metre.
You did half a metre in 10 hours?
Yeah. I am the worst slowest
tiler. You should go for the council.
Yeah. Now, I did too good a job for that. But just
you did do too good a job, didn't you? Because what did you discover, Tony?
That I've been keeping my tiles very, very flat, and it turns out that the floor isn't flat. It slopes to the right, and someone has cut the door to match the floor. So when you open the door, you can't now get out of the house. Or you can just, you have to squeeze through the door sideways.
What you've discovered, in other words, is that you've tiled up to the front door, and now you can't open the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Just brilliant. What a great discovery to make.
Well, isn't that so busy tiling, you see?
After 10 hours. Oh, no, we can't go. Bring them up.
So we've got a back door and we've got a window. So, you know.
Oh, well, no, that's all right then.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get out.
All right, Mr. Three Entrances. Who do you think you are? Tony Three Entrances Hearn.
That's what they call me.
Well, it is if we ever have that conversation.
Right, yeah.
I'm still waiting for that one. Right.
Oh, so,
well, why don't I tell you what I did instead?
What did you do? Yes, what did you do?
I went to Edinburgh. I had a brilliant time, actually. Got there Thursday about 5:30. Was in the pub by 5:31. The first night in Edinburgh, I got quite significantly Scottish by the end of it. And that could be the word of the week, wasn't it? It was like getting Scottish, basically getting drunk. I just bummed into so many people that I knew, but it was funny in there. Because I saw great bands. The first night I was there, I saw this band. They were doing specials covers or doing two-tone covers. Really, really good band. But the lead singer came up to me in the break and he walks up to me and he said, "Are you a World War I flying ace?" And I said, "No." He goes, "I'm loving the jacket." I went, "Thanks." And it's that sheepy jacket that I always wear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he got it in his head that it was like a proper flying jacket. It's not. I went, No, thanks. So I settled on that, thinking that's all right. I'm a World War I flying ace.
Yeah.
Then this girl walks up to me a bit later on and said, "Are you the murderer from Saw 3? No, I'd rather be a World War I flying ace. And I've never seen Saw or Saw 2.
That's
or Saw
very 3. Specific.
It was. So I went home and I Googled Saw 3, and you know what? I am him.
All right.
Got it. So watch out. So anyway, I thought that was as bad as it'd get, I thought.
Yeah.
And then on the Friday night, I ended up in the pub again. And no one accused me of being anything else. And then on Saturday, I ended up in Whistlebinkies, which is sort of one of my locals in Edinburgh, really. On the Saturday night, I ended up in there again. At some point between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., a girl walked up to me, chatted me up without me realising. Without me realising, at the bar, I was just standing at the bar, and she walked up to me and started chatting me up, right, without me realising, until her friend dragged her away and said, "I told you it wasn't Richard Branson." I have never been, I mean, all right, I've got a goatee beard. That doesn't mean I look like everyone in the world with a goatee beard. But yeah.
Richard Branson, I think you should take that.
Well, I think I'd rather be the murderer from Saw 3. But no, I don't want to be mistaken for Richard Branson, because people start asking for money.
Right. Start giving you business ideas.
And also, I don't think Branson would be very happy about the fact that he clearly looks like a balding semi-alcoholic. Surely that's worse. So anyway, and then I had a lovely train journey back, and you can find out all about that by adding me on Facebook, because I just can't bring myself to talk you through that. So I had a good weekend anyway.
Okay, cool.
Shall we play two bands in a row now?
Let's do that.
And do you know what, I've done it again. It's another band from the States. The entire first half of this show is Americo-centric, but I've headed right the way back to the Midwest, where we started off in Detroit, Michigan, for a band called Crash Dolls, Tony, who we have played on the show before. Loving the Crash Dolls. I think you'll like this one. I did mean to say to you, a lot of really good guitar play on this week's show, including this track. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Crash Dolls' website?
CrashDolls.com.
How are you spelling Crash Dolls?
With a Z at the end.
Correct. CrashDolls.com. CrashDolls.com. Reporting the internet to Tony 2. Stay tuned for Ashley Reeks, but right now this is 27 Tulip Pass.
Yeah.
fantasist.
This song is for all those whose life is a mess, who feel they're second best, and all those freaked out by sex, and those who hate themselves. You're all those who wanna die, who think it's suicide, and all those who don't know why this life is passing by. And the gifts the broken hearted in this world, whose life just saves to laugh and wait. Be grounded where you are and don't give up the fight. You're all the freaks in the world here. And all those who've had enough, and all those who have no love, who can't see no God above. They're all those who live in fear, for whom hope has disappeared. And all those bringing up the rear, and those who know they're weird. The disillusioned and the widows and the geeks, in this world, whose life just seems to have and beat. Be proud of who you are and don't give up the fight. You're all the freaks in the world here.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ashley Reeks and a track called Freaks of the World Unite from Ashley Reeks' latest. Now, Ashley Reeks is a multi-talented performer and artist, and you should definitely find out all about him by visiting his website, which is...
AshleyReeks.com.
It is indeed. AshleyReeks. AshleyReeks.com. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 2. What a comeback. Friend, what a comeback. And yeah, Ashley Reeks, a very talented artist, musical and artifarty painter-aintery. Yes. So, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
You know what, I did Google Saw 3 and I wish I hadn't now. I definitely feel I don't want to watch.
Well, because I'm in it.
Did you buy all the images?
A bit rough, though.
Well, I see what they meant, but Jesus Christ, oh, that looks a bit gruesome. It looks a bit gruesome, does that? I tell you, movies have changed.
Hang on, are you talking about my face? Or are you talking about...
No, I'm talking about... I just put Saw 3 in Google on the images, and it just... Right. It's just blood and guts, I tell you. I think that's some kind of horror film.
And a bloke who looks like me.
A little bit.
I was happier being Heisenberg.
Yeah, I'd take that.
And that bloke... Like but then I was also... Because of that bloke from Breaking Bad, people started walking up to me saying, I am the danger. Let it go.
There you go. No, Sylvie, nah. Yes, gigs. I do have gigs. 12 World Clubs, don't know where it usually is. Do help save it and all that. There's a 12bar.com, I think it is the website.
Yeah, just check it out.
Just check it out, yeah. This gig's weekend. I'm going to do Friday to Sunday. There is a Sunday gig, so that's good. Friday night, Circus Life, Fortunate Son, The Rapscallions, and more to be confirmed. I know no more than that, but it's a Friday night. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Brilliant.
It is. Saturday night, Top Buzzer, The Dark Rays, Dirt Royale, The Death Owls, and Last of the Dogs. It's a London Calling night.
Has a seal of approval.
Does. How much do you think?
£6.
It is. And finally, Sunday night, Warhol, Abin Aya, and Saints of Sin. Could be a colourful night.
I know, but it could be a colourful night. Will everyone be wearing rainbow jumpers?
Yeah.
It was a... Right, Sunday night's always a bit cheap for me. I'm going to go £5.
It is.
Oh, nice. 665, cross the road from the Beast, look straight in through his kitchen window.
Yeah.
I wonder what the Beast is cooking up right now.
Probably having an omelette.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think that's what the Beast has got a craving for this evening?
I think he lives purely on breakfast fodder.
Do you?
Hmm. Your bagel last week, it's omelette now.
Just, sometimes, Tony, you are... I expect the unexpected with you, my friend. First thing he does is tie up to his own door so he becomes a prisoner of his own home. Then he thinks the devil eats omelettes. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, if you think you know what the devil eats, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com titling, I know what the devil eats.
Yeah.
If you are the devil and you have a Hotmail account, perhaps you can let us know exactly. Send in your shopping list. We'll try and guess it. If I'm not mistaken, the devil, that's all the ingredients for a chicken casserole. Right.
That's it for gigs, though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12. And devilish information.
There you go.
Next band this week, Tony. One of my favourite bands ever, in fact. And again, a band that's been going for a very, very long time, but continuing to bring out new stuff and continuing to tour. And I wanted to put them on after the gig guide because they have been doing a lot of gigs recently. Keep going to Germany, Tony.
Oh, okay.
They're doing all sorts. The band I'm talking about is, of course, Restless, one of the finest purveyors of neo-rockabilly of all time. Some would say the best. This is from their latest album, called Seconds Out, which was named by...
You.
Exactly. And what do I know is, Tony, what is Restless' website?
I know, I didn't think they had one.
You'd be right in that. They've got, on Facebook, they've got a Restless Rockabilly fans page.
Right.
Now, the actual address is facebook.com/groups/10488182044545/?FRF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
That's their default URL, aren't they?
That's their default URL. But if you just type in Restless Rockabilly Bands, you'll get to that page and you can find out all about them on there and links to other sites where they do feature.
Right.
A very special hello to Rob, the drummer. I hope you guys have had a great time in Germany. Looks like you did. They've been playing some really big crowds as well recently. I'm just really pleased for them. Mm. So we don't really have a point there, do we? So I'm afraid that's still Tony 3, Paul the Internet 2. And this is Judge McGraw.
In the shadows, trying to find a hideaway. Well, the judge said, son, don't try to run. I'll put the hounds up on your trail. When I get you back into custody, I'm gonna laugh you straight to jail. That's Judge McGraw.
Chevy in the middle of the levee, got a cover up from the cold. Well, the sun's gone down and the moon's come up, I see the lights from the state patrol. Well, I'll be doing fine if I can make it to the light before the bloodhounds catch my scent. I don't want to wind up in a pen again. That man, he's sure hell-bent. That's Judge McCraw. That's Judge McCraw. Well, I keep hearing the words he said, and it's rattling inside my head. Break my law and I'll break your jaw, when I'll leave your soul for dead. That's Judge McCraw. That's Judge McCraw. Ducking in the shadows, trying to find a hideaway. Well, the judge said, son, don't try to run. I'll put the hounds up on your trail. When I get you back into custody, I'm gonna laugh you straight to jail. That's Judge McCraw. Judge McCraw. Well, I keep hearing the words he said, it just rattle inside my head. Break my law and I'll break your jaw, when I leave your soul for dead. Judge McCraw. Judge McCraw. Man, Judge McCraw. Judge McCraw. Man, Judge McCraw. Judge McCraw. Man, Judge McCraw.
Milky Pants.
Well, you're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Restless Judge McCraw. That's a really good album. I don't like to say it's better than previous ones, but it's certainly my favourite album in a while that they've done. Not just because I named it.
Okay.
That's purely coincidental. Very, very good album with some great tracks on it and some great covers on it as well. Are you doing anything this week?
I will be doing more tiling because it has to be done in the next couple of weeks. I mean, that's the good news, is I shouldn't be talking about tiling in about 2 or 3 weeks. I should be
done. What do you think you'll be talking about after that?
It will be talking about laying the new floor in the living room, and then I'll probably be what are we talking about then? Painting, I should imagine. And maybe talking about going away on a holiday, booking a holiday.
Wow, finally.
There's a little snapshot there. I don't want to give you too much of the insight into my future, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I wonder what sort of holiday you're going. Do you think it'd be DIY based?
Yeah, I'm going to tour the top 10 loft conversions in Mittel Europe.
What an excellent idea.
I'll share it on Facebook, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Apart from that, I might be doing an airport pickup. It's all fun and games here. What are you up to?
Well, do you know what? I'm going to Oslo.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. It's my weekend of comedy shows in Oslo, Friday and Saturday this week in Queen's Pub in Brugata. Actually, the entrance is on Stenner's Gutter, if you know the area. If you don't, you're just wondering what I'm talking about, frankly. This week is going to be really confusing for the Norwegians because one of the acts I'm taking out there is an act called Olaf Falafel, who is a character act who basically pretends to be Swedish. So I've got a UK act in Norway pretending to be Swedish. It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait. And an act called Richard Massara, who, to further confuse things, looks exactly like Richard Bacon.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be a well... It's going to be a... I'm going to click my fingers here, Tate. It's going to be a well-confusing weekend. But it'll be great fun. You can find out more at oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, or if you type in English comedy in Oslo to that there Google, you will find it. So that's my plans this week. I will report back next week, Tate.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, I suppose I ought to get on with another song then, should I?
I think so.
Well, let's hear it. This is a band we haven't played on the show before. Again from the States, Restless and Ashley Weeks being from the UK. This is the Gilstraps, Changes. Love. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Benz this week, totally.
That's okay.
I really don't need you to say to me, I have a twat, go when you're ready. That was a band.
You can always be polite, I find. Yeah,
that was a band called the Gilstraps. GILSTRAPS. What's the website, Tony?
TheGilstraps.com.
Well, you can have a go at it. I can't find anything. I can't find anything about them at all. They've cut, other than they've come through by Gravesend Records, who sent us an email saying, here's a download link to a new band you might like. I did. And then I went to try and find out things about them. I couldn't really find out much about Gravesend Records either, other than I think they're from Florida. So I think it's yet another American band on this week's show. I'm sorry, the Gilstraps, that I don't know more about you. I did try. If anyone's listening here and they know anything about the Gilstraps, maybe you could let me know. And then I'll advertise them as such next time we play them. Anyway, it means that once again I can't really do the point, so it's still Tony 3, Poorly Being Internet 2, and I already know the answer to my next question. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Wow.
Yes, thanks for your twats. It's been a successful couple of weeks. Please do carry it on. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. What the twat's name, where are they from, and the reason. It can be anything, as previously said in the show. Just email me. You know where to at. Email me now. This week's from Bradley's blog.
Hello, Bradley.
It's been a long time.
It has.
Since I heard from him. And he says, Tony, we have been apart for a while, owing to my midlife crisis, etc., which will bore the tits of you. So that's probably a tale for another time. We'll probably never. Bradley, I talk about tiling every
week.
Yeah,
I was about to say, it sounds like you two could have a really good fun night out.
So on with my twat. As I was sat at my desk, bored shitless and in need of entertainment, I found your Facebook link to last week's episode. And so soothed by your and Mr. Edwards chat, music and generally inappropriate podcast, I was able to do many and various tedious teaching tasks. Today, still very bored, I clicked on the link for this week's show to find that the college's web filter had denied me access.
Aww.
Due to the pornographic content of the aforementioned podcast.
Oh dear.
I would therefore humbly submit that the Plymouth City College web filter and IT department generally is a twat. Bradley's blog.
Well, look, we've been called a lot of things, but I don't think we really deserve the title pornographic.
No. Maybe not.
So, have we got... We've got X-rated things all over it, haven't we, though? We've got 18...
Yeah.
...things, so...
Even in the podcast, so you can mark a podcast as explicit or not, and everyone's explicit every time. So, it's not changed.
Yeah, but we are marked as explicit, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
But nevertheless, Plymouth College...
No, that's something we've been extremely clean lately. Yeah. Aside from a few F bombs, as the youngsters are now referring to them.
As young people call it.
Watching this Saw 3 and dropping F bombs, texting.
Anyway. Probably tiling correctly.
They'll probably just do it on it. They wouldn't care about it being level.
Well, anyway, let's face it, they're not going to hear it.
Nope, there you go. So
we've been barred from Plymouth College.
I know.
Fabulous.
It's the start of a slope.
Now, which Plymouth is that? That's a Plymouth in the US, is it?
No, UK.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
His emo dress has UK in it. Yes.
Right, man, after everything that goes on in Plymouth, we're the least of their worries.
Exactly. Well, they're having it. Right, so for... For blocking us and our pornographic content, Plymouth City College web filter and, in general, the IT department
is a twat. Yeah, quite right too.
Yeah.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Plymouth
we're
College.
We're educational, to be honest with you.
Dicks. Last track this week, Tony. Thank you for sending your twats through, by the way. Do keep them coming. We do like hearing them. It can be anything. It can be absolutely anything. Anything that's wound you up automatically becomes a twat, really. And we are normally on your side.
Yeah, within reason.
Yeah. All right, last band this week, a band we have played before, I think a fortnight ago. It's from their latest album, which is called Garage Punk for Boys. It's a band called The Mobs, who are, I've got to say, one of my favourite new British bands, but again, you know, I think this is their fourth album. But the first time we've got to hear about them, they've come via Dirty Water Records. Just loving this album. It's so... I'm not even going British. It's so English. It's one of these. You're going to love this song as well. It's just great. Mm. Just check them out. The clue's in the title that it's called Garage Punk for Boys. It's they are a garage punk band, but they're kind of just really catchy and really good fun and everything else. You know that they'd be great live.
Yeah.
You know that you'd have a good time when you went to some live. But Tony, what is their website?
TheMobs.com?
No, themobs.co.uk. Mobs, M-O-B-B-S, Paulie B. Dinsett, 3, Tony, 3. I didn't think I was going to get a draw this week. Anyway, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Get your hair cut.
Missing link. Get your hair cut, get your hair cut. You are looking pretty rough. Get your hair cut, get your hair cut. You are nothing but a scruff. Get it cut. Get it cut.
Oh, hey. In a cabin.
Well, that's about the size of it for this week. That was The Mobs. Get your hair cut. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves, and I hope you'll continue to listen to the show. Don't forget to send us in your twats and send us in your words of the week and send us in your jokes. And what else are we asking for?
Facebook comments, really. Gigs. I don't have to do the 12-hour for a week. If you do have a gig, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Just get in touch with us, basically. And of course, you may well not be listening to this as a podcast. You may be listening to it live streamed on one of the internet stations that carries our show. They are
the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're also on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Yeah, all great stations, and thank you to all of those for carrying this show. That's about it. I hope to see some of you in Oslo this weekend. Some of you might see Tony climbing through his window this weekend in an attempt to escape his own house.
Probably.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.